You're with the news at 1 on RTE Radio 1. The number of people living with dementia in Ireland is expected to double here over the next two decades. Dementia is when brain cells don't work properly and affect someone's ability to remember, think and speak. Around 64,000 people are living with the condition here now. But can your risk of dementia be predicted and prevented? That's what researchers at NUI Galway, working with universities in Boston and Texas, have been trying to find out by looking at thousands of people and finding that preventative measures should be specific to each individual. For more, let's talk to Professor Eamon McGrath, Associate Professor at the College of Medicine, Nursing and Health Services at NUI Galway. She's also a consultant neurologist at Seilte University Hospitals. Professor McGrath, good afternoon to you. Tell us about this research, how it was carried out and what you found.
Good afternoon. Well, it's a pleasure to be able to talk to you this afternoon. So, you know, like you'd mentioned, you know, dementia, it's a devastating condition. You know, it affects over 60,000 people in Ireland. And I think, you know, it touches all of us. You know, we all want to be able to lead healthy, fulfilling lives in our retirement, and we don't want to be in a nursing home struggling, trying to recall, you know, memories and people are close to us. And, you know, what's been really driven me towards this is research is, you know, we often think of dementia as affecting people in their 80s and 90s. But indeed, I have a patient I see in my own practice in her 50s, you know, who's already struggling, trying to remember to make her son's lunch. And, you know, I think it's a really important and a very devastating condition. And I think that's why dementia is such a big focus of our research here at NUI Galway. So this study was a collaboration between our group here at NUI Galway in collaboration with Boston University and the University of Texas. And we actually were able to utilize a population or cohort of patients, which are based in a small town in Massachusetts called Framingham. And this study actually goes back to the time of President Roosevelt back in the 40s, when heart disease, which was such a big problem back in the US. And basically what they did was took people from this town and followed them forward over time for risk factors for developing heart disease and stroke and dementia. And so what we did was we looked at people in their 50s and then forward into their 60s, 70s and 80s and looked at their 10-year risk of developing dementia. And we looked at a number of different risk factors. And what we found that was really exciting and very interesting and important, I think, to highlight is if you look at people in their 50s, the biggest risk factor for going on to develop dementia was actually diabetes. In fact, people who have diabetes in their 50s in this study had four times the risk of going on to develop dementia later on. And that was starting around the average age that we all enter retirement, about 65. So imagine people who have diabetes have four times the risk of developing dementia in that first 10 years of retirement when we're all hoping to enjoy, you know, a healthy retirement.
So if you have a patient who's in their 40s or their 50s now and they have diabetes or other vascular problems like problems with their blood pressure, what can you do to try and prevent or minimise the effects of dementia for them in their later life?
Well, I think that's what the good news of this particular story and research study is. And in fact, it's great news because we already know what we should be doing. So it goes back to that age-old message, really. And I think that message is more important now than ever before. And it's basically focusing on healthy lifestyle choices. So being more physically active, you know, in my own life, I like to lift weights and take long walks. Trying to focus on making healthy dietary choices. So instead of reaching for that burger, think about that salad. Try to reduce the amount of salt in our diets. And really go to our GPs, make sure we're getting our regular checkups, checking that we don't have evidence of high blood pressure or diabetes, things that we can, impact upon and try and change so that we can really reduce that risk moving forward. And in this study, you know, we saw some very important findings in their 50s and then even more interesting findings in people in their 60s and 70s.
Professor Eamon McGrath, Associate Professor at the College of Medicine, Nursing and Health Services at NUI Galway. Thank you very much for talking to us this lunchtime.